Ordinance number 1716, Andrew Lubin, determination of substantially underway on Route 24.
This was a conditional use for an office park with medical, professional, and retail buildings. It was approved January 16th of 2007. The commission's granted time extensions. You approved a preliminary site plan on April 22nd of 2009, and the staff granted final approval for the Artisans Bank on April 8th of 2010. This approval is valid until January 1 of 2013 by the blanket time extension ordinance the council adopted last year. The developers have sent a letter requesting that the commission determines that the approved use is substantially underway, even though no construction or permitting have taken place. Based on the work that they have done to date, I provided you a copy of that letter, and the owner developer explains what has been done to date. Basically, the only thing that's been installed is the service road, and then I don't know, a couple months ago, the commission reviewed a site plan for the landscaping along that entire road, and you allowed them to do just certain sections of it.
Well, gentlemen, substantial or not?
Was the roadway, though, was that part of this conditional use?
It's a service road that connects behind Delaware Rice Center.
Yeah, no, I know which one it is, but is it on
the... built to spec through the county road requirements.
But, is that roadway part of this conditional use, or is it...
It's part of the area of the conditional use because it serves as access to the Artisan Bank and the other three parcels that were created along 24 because it had internal access. When we discussed it under site plan a few weeks ago, the discussion on landscaping, the commission agreed to allow, rather than put the landscaping in and not being maintained, that it would be put in at each of the four projects got developed on the individual site.
I mean, because in the past, roadways have been considered, part of what would be substantially underway.
If it was a subdivision.
If it was a subdivision.
The question you get here is, and there's a couple that we have that might be similar, maybe smaller, but similar. If you have a use that's approved for a specific use, there is no use there, technically. You only have the road that's to serve that use in the future. It is substantially underway. The use of what was approved for a conditional use, it was an office park for medical and professionals, and then four out parcels.
But they've got their site plan totally done. They've got the entrance done, and now they're just waiting for somebody to come in and take advantage of it.
Oh, I agree. I'm not. That's what,
yeah, but that's what I want to be. Case? I don't know. That's what I was asking. Is the entrance part of this conditional use? I mean, because that's a big tract of land. They could have an entrance.
It was a big tract. You had the four parcels along 24 with a service road to provide access to those parcels and also the office park to the rear behind it. So it was part of the site plan. And then you have the main entrance will also interrelates in the future to the BB Medical Facility.
I guess my question, just because I'm looking at this, how this is going to get used on some other project in the future. I mean, you could have a roadway that developer X is building on his property that is the means of access for developer Y. Developer Y didn't have anything to do with roadway X.
I agree. I agree.
So that's what I was asking. Is this entrance part of this conditional use?
They say stuck between a rock and a hard place. The use isn't really established.
Yeah.
That's the difficulty of trying to, because it's a conditional use. It's not a rezoning. If it's rezoned, it'd be easy. Wouldn't be a problem. We just build a road.
Did county council ever act on that definition of conditional, substantially underway for conditional uses?
Yeah. We've got that now under the anything new.
Yeah. Well, but I think that guideline would apply to how you treat the determination of substantially underway that's coming forward.
Yeah, I don't know that we really looked at that because we're looking at it as a project that was prior to that ordinance. We should look at it maybe.
Yeah, but I think looking at the status of a project now would be under the new
ordinance. Oh, yeah, that's right. No, that's true. I agree.
Yeah.
Do you think it would be wise to defer or to give a little more time, and especially since Mr. Johnson isn't here this evening and it is in his area, I think he...
And the site plan too, maybe.
Yeah, and then maybe take a look at the site plan, answer some of these questions.
And making that request for deferral, I mean, they're still good through January 1st, right?
It's good till January 1st, no matter what position the county or the commission takes.
So we've got time.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen, I appreciate that.
Mr. Chairman, regarding conditional use number 1716, Andrew Lubin, my motion is for deferral for further consideration by the commission at this time.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 1716, Andrew Lubin, determination of substantially underway on Route 24. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?